From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Saying our greatest hope is for peace, President Trump has reversed decades of American policy. He recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital and set in motion the process of moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to the ancient holy city.
While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering. I've judged this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians. This is a long overdue step to advance the peace process and to work towards a lasting agreement.
The president spoke in the highly anticipated speech for about 11 minutes from the White House diplomatic room. It was televised internationally. The international community reacted swiftly to the announcement. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres led the chorus of global voices on Wednesday, urging calm and restraint. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas said Trump's announcement is a declaration of withdrawal from the role the U.S. has played in the peace process. Egypt, the first Arab nation to sign a peace treaty with Israel, denounced the decision. A foreign ministry statement said it is a violation of international resolutions on the city's status and noted that Egypt is worried about the fallout of the decision on the stability of the Middle East and about its extremely negative impact on the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. This is VOA News. Russia has been banned from competing in the 2018 Winter Olympic Games in South Korea following a 17-month-long investigation by the International Olympic Committee. The committee determined that Russia had deliberately manipulated the global anti-doping program through a state-sponsored conspiracy. Russian officials have reacted with anger, accusing the IOC of being part of an anti-Russian campaign. Correspondent Henry Ridgewell reports.
In the run-up to the IOC decision, ice hockey teams across Russia posted videos on the internet with the message, "We want to go to the Olympics." But their protestations were in vain. To the dismay of many Russians, the president of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, announced the ban Tuesday evening.
This systemic manipulation of the anti-doping system in Russia was an unprecedented attack on the integrity of the Olympic Games. So this is why the IOC Executive Board has today suspended the Russian Olympic Committee with immediate effect.
Over 20 Russian athletes have been banned following doping tests conducted on samples taken at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday he will seek a new six-year term in the March national election, a vote he's expected to easily win. He's been in power as either president or prime minister for the last 18 years. He enjoys 80% approval ratings with blue-collar workers and government employees forming the core of his support. The Pentagon admits there are now roughly 2,000 American troops in Syria, quadruple the number American officials had acknowledged until now. In implementing the change, said the Pentagon, we seek to balance informing the American public with the imperative of operational security and denying the enemy any advantage. A U.S. B-1 bomber flew over South Korea on Wednesday as part of a joint military exercise, a week after North Korea test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of hitting the United States. The bomber was joined by F-22 and F-35 stealth fighters for what South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said were simulated strikes at a military field. The five-day drill called Vigilant Ace began on Monday amid increased tensions with North Korea. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.